Hey, Gained Gang. Welcome to the Greatness Gained podcast. This is Jack Smith with another No BS episode to help you make more, work less, and actually build a business that pays you back. Today's topic, one of the biggest money leaks in e-commerce and digital sales, cart abandonment. You did the hard part, got the lead, built the funnel, earned the click, and they almost bought. But then, crickets. They vanished like a fake guru during refund season. So how do we turn those goodbyes into see-you-laters? How do we plug the holes and stop losing money at the finish line? Let's get into it. Here's a stat that should scare you straight. The average cart abandonment rate is over 70%. That means 7 out of 10 people who wanted to buy didn't. Not because your product sucks. Not because your offer's wrong. But because something, somewhere, broke their momentum. If you're not actively fixing this, you're burning ad dollars, wasting traffic, and leaving thousands on the table every single month. Before we fix it, we need to understand it. Here are the real reasons people abandon carts. Unexpected costs, shipping, fees, taxes. If it feels like a bait and switch, they bounce. Too many steps. If your checkout feels like filing taxes, they're out. No guest checkout. Forcing an account creation equals friction. Slow site. If it doesn't load instantly, you lose them. Unclear return policy. If there's doubt, there's delay. Lack of urgency or incentive. No reason to buy now. Bad mobile experience. Over 60% of buyers are on phones. If it's not optimized, you're done. Your job is to eliminate every reason to hesitate. All right, let's talk solutions. Here's what actually works. 1. Abandon cart email sequence. Don't just send one you forgot something email. Send a 3 to 5 email sequence over 48 hours. Email 1, gentle reminder. Hey, looks like you left something behind. Email 2, add urgency. Inventory's running low. Email 3, incentive. Here's 10% off to finish your order. Email 4, social proof. Others are loving this. Here's what they're saying. Email 5, last call. This deal disappears tonight. Make it automated. Make it relentless. 2. Exiting den pop-ups we office. When someone moves to close the tab, hit them with a final offer. Wait, here's 10% off as you complete your order in the next 15 minutes. Use countdown timers. Use scarcity. Use the fear of missing out. Because it works. 3. Simplify checkout. Cut the checkout steps down to 1 or 2 screens. No extra fields. No unnecessary account creation. Make it so easy they can buy one-handed in the drive-thru. 4. Trust builders. People hesitate when they don't trust you. SSL security badges. Money-back guarantees. Fast shipping icons. Customer reviews next to the product. Clear return policies. Make them feel safe, confident, taken care of. 5. Mobile-first design. Test your entire funnel on mobile, personally. If it's hard to scroll, click, zoom, or read, fix it immediately. Mobile isn't optional. It's the majority. Let's go deeper. You're not just fixing technical issues. You're re-engineering decisions. Here are some psychological triggers that move people to complete. Loss aversion. Only 3 left in stock. People hate missing out. Commitment consistency. Use pre-checkout micro yeses. Choose your size. Pick your color. Anchoring. Show crossed out pricing. Original price, $149. Today, $97. If it's true, don't make fake anchor prices. Urgency. Cart reserved for 10 minutes. Create pressure without sleaze. Reciprocity. Thanks for visiting. Here's a discount just for you. It's not about manipulation. It's about reducing friction and increasing clarity. You're helping them do what they already wanted to do. You can't improve what you don't track. Here's what to watch. Cart abandonment rate. Set a benchmark and work to reduce it weekly. Click-to-checkout ratio. Are people getting to the checkout in the first place? Checkout-to-complete ratio. Are they bailing at payment? Use tools like Hotjar for heat maps and session recordings. Google Analytics, conversion drop-off points. Shopify, WooCommerce, or funnel analytics tools. Set up A-B tests for your checkout page headlines, buttons, trust badges, even coupon delivery methods. Little tweaks equals big lifts in revenue. Final word, stop leaving money behind. Here's the bottom line. Cart abandonment is not just a conversion problem. It's a profit problem. If you can fix this one thing, you don't need more traffic. You don't need to spend more on ads. You just stop losing what you've already earned. Turn your goodbyes into see you laters, and turn those maybe later customers into bought now wins. If you found value in this episode, do me a favor, subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who's still bleeding money from abandoned carts. This is Jack Smith signing off. Go fix that checkout page and get your money. Catch you in the next one.